So we need, as humans, at least 15 to 20 minutes a day of sun in our eyes and on our skin, showing as much skin as possible, Carlos, without getting arrested.
I can do that.
I want you to get vitamin D because vitamin D is life. It is a hormone. It's anti-inflammatory. It is the most potent immune booster known to man. And with vitamin D comes serotonin, which is your happy juice, which then translates into melatonin, which makes you sleep good. So how many times have you been to the beach all day and how good did you sleep that day?
Gasparilla Overload would not be complete without me bringing back Carlos for a co-host with a very special guest. So Carlos, Michelle, thank you so much for joining this Overload.
Wonderful to be here.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here today. Thank you.
Michelle is grinding in the Tampa community. Carlos, we already know his story. Michelle, you're new to the show. We're going to ask for your story first, but I first want to know, where did you two meet?
So we actually met on the set of Bloom, which is a local health and wellness program.
Yes.
And I don't know, we were just sort of sitting in the green room.
I don't know. I just right away started making jokes with him. Yeah. And I don't know, you know, you just can tell you just, your spirit connects with the spirit.
Totally.
And I just totally liked Carlos. And
we figured out we have the same sort of ethnic background.
Yes.
And so then we really connected
yes,
on that.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, why don't you explain to everybody in the audience what brings you here today? What do you do in entrepreneurship?
So I am in the health and wellness space, and longevity is my passion. So my whole thing is I want to see people live to as many years as they can and to where we're supposed to be living. So I have always been into working out. I've pretty much done every event you could think of. I've competed. I've done triathlons, marathons. I taught spinning for 20 years. I've been a personal trainer. So in the exercise field, I've pretty much done it all. But somewhere along the line, I lost both my parents young, like they were young. Yeah. And my mom was only 60-something. My dad was just almost 80. But lifestyle diseases, like self-inflicted. And so after losing them and going through that trauma of, you know, the hospice and watching them die, I just became really interested in, because, you know, you start thinking, oh, is this going to be like what's going to happen to me? And so when I was married, I was going to these BISINCH meetings with my husband, which is, you know, it's entrepreneurs that get together and they have speakers. So the wives would always get invited to the speaker that had to do with health and wellness once a year. So I became really interested in just that whole space about health, wellness. I learned so much that I didn't know about, you know, and so that's where all of this has come from. And I just see things now differently in the potential that people can live. So all the longevity experts, not this isn't coming from just Michelle, they tell us that before disease starts, we should be living to at least 100. Wow. Some of them think up to 120.
Wow.
And, you know, there's tons of science to back this up. You can look it up. It's Dr. David Sinclair, Walter Longo. There's a woman named Elizabeth Blackburn who discovered telomeres that are on the end of our DNA that tells us that we should be living to 110 before disease starts.
Wow.
So what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, like what you can see it, you know, look around. So one main fact I want to state is that in 100 years, we have gained no ground on our lifespan. So 100 years ago, our lifespan was 76. And I think we're 76 and some change.
Okay.
I think we went up to 78. Now we're back down. Think about that.
Yeah.
What was going on 100 years ago? We didn't have any of this, okay?
Yeah.
So first of all, what I want everyone to understand is what we are, okay? So what are we? We are a spirit. Definitely, we can all agree there's some kind of spirit inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, we are wet bags of meat, okay? We are.
Very simple way to put it.
We're mostly water, and we're bags of meat. So I am fascinated by the fact that we all four of us woke up today and we are all, everything's working that's supposed to be working. And we're sitting here and we're having this conversation with our brains, but we are human animals. So we're animals. Okay.
Yeah.
The only difference is our brain, our frontal cortex has developed more than other animals, but because we're animals, our DNA still thinks we're out there. So we've only gotten buildings and stuff in the last 100, not even 100 years, right? So for the last 200,000 years, we lived out there, okay? Our body is not ready for comfortable and 70 degrees every day,
sure,
right? It's actually killing us. Yeah. And it's interesting that people don't think about this. So I usually end my talk with this, but I want to start with it today because this is so important, and this is going to go into Carlos's field. But I'm going to say a word to you, and this word is one of the most important things I'm going to talk about today, and that is tribe. So when we lived outside, okay, where the bears and the wolves were chasing us and the lions, okay, that was our biggest problem back then. We had to band together as a tribe, and we were usually in a tribe of about 100 people, okay? That was on average. So we would wake up every day, and guess what we would have? We would have a purpose. We would have community. We would have love. We would have, we would wake up, and we had a job we had to do in this community so that we could just survive for the day. And that's all we thought about.
Yeah.
We thought about surviving, getting food, getting water. And those were the things that we, well, that's all we concerned ourselves with. So
survival.
And we were with all these people. So let's fast forward to where we are today and let's look at our lives. Now, it's the best of times and the worst of times because we are now safe. We have buildings. Mm-hmm. We have all the comforts that you could think of. Medical technology. Where have we come? We are so far, but yet we haven't gained any ground. In fact, we are worse off than ever health-wise. Okay?
Michelle, one of the questions that I wanted to really ask you today because, you know, when I think about it from a sort of societal perspective, you know, we see all these sort of documentaries on Netflix and Amazon and all this stuff about, right, these sort of mega companies that have a very invested interest
right.
in the foods that come before us,
right.
and the pharmaceutical industry right. and all of that
And I'm
going
to get to that, too.
Yeah, how is that impacting our health these days?
Well, I have an action list that I want to get to towards the end, if that's okay.
Sure.
But I still want to come back to this before we get to the food part, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to do a little exercise real quick, okay? And this is just to further hit home what I'm trying to say to you guys. Mm-hmm. So I want you guys to picture your favorite animal, and it can be any animal. It could be a horse. It could be a lion, whatever. We're going to do a few things to your animal, okay? Because all animals are supposed to be living outside right now. So let's think about a beautiful horse or even a beaver, okay? We're going to lock this animal up in a cage all day. Mm. We're going to take it away from its family, its support. We're going to feed it synthetic food not native to its species and give it free access to sugar. And this is going to happen every day. So what do you think is going to happen to that animal? What are some of the things you might notice that it starts to exude?
Disease. Yeah. I mean, sedentary, not getting a lot of exercise,
depression,
stimulation from, you know, all the excess sugar. I mean, a lot of
violence, anger, stressed, depressed. Mm-hmm. So when you think about that and you think about that, I just told you that we're animals. We are doing all of those things to ourselves every single day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And stress is such a big issue. So what do they do to, what is the most horrible thing they'll do to a prisoner when a prisoner is acting out?
Separate them.
They will split a prisoner in isolation. Okay. So that is not with other murderers.
Sure.
They're locking him up alone.
Sure.
What has COVID done to us?
Yeah.
COVID, they locked us up. They told us we couldn't get near anybody, 6 feet away, mm-hmm. put a mask on so you can't talk or look at anybody. And I knew all this back then. I was having a meltdown. Sure. Okay. And I didn't subscribe to it. I didn't believe in it. Mm-hmm. And everybody thought I was crazy. And I'm like, this is going to be bad. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it has been bad.
Yeah.
Now we're coming back from that. But this is what I see going on in the world. So there are 8 billion people on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that 48% of this planet still doesn't have running water?
Wow.
So the two biggest things going on right now, today in this world that is causing death is mosquitoes and dirty water. Okay, so what is our biggest problem today here in America?
Yeah.
That our coffee was cold. Okay. But so if you wake up and realize that 48% of our planet today doesn't have running water, so the water's dirty, and they are getting bit by mosquitoes and dying, okay? 8 million people this year will starve to death. Okay? So, and listen, I sound like Debbie Downer for the beginning part.
Yeah.
But I want to set up what's going on, and everybody needs to get their mind right about how lucky we are.
Yeah.
You know, if your biggest problem today is that you sat in traffic or that Starbucks took a little long for you to get you your coffee, we've got to, come on, guys.
So blessed.
Yes, we're so blessed. And, you know, the 90% of all doctor visits today are traced back to stress. And you see this
all the time.
You know, you're dealing with everybody with all of these problems. We could fix everything right now if we shut off all the lights, shut this building, and we go back out there. Because guess what? If something major happened right now and all of us went outside, we have to band together. And listen, the more physically fit you are, your mind follows.
Sure.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And I know he loves to work out probably as much as I do, or he's crazier than me. But I'm just
guys at the gym.
He's done already. I'm like, maybe he's got me beat today. I will say he inspires me, though.
He is.
Because I'm like, I'm kind of tired today. I'm like, oh, I haven't been since there. I got to go to the gym. So, but so physical fitness is so important.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can fix all this very easily, and I've got the action plan.
Love it.
So, yeah, so is anything else before I get to that?
Yeah, no, let's hear it.
I think you got our audience anticipating this action plan now.
I mean, you got me. I'm ready to take the note.
And you're right, because when you walk in the grocery stores, what do you typically see in every aisle is, if you look at the ingredients, and I'm not someone who won't have a piece of pizza if I want a slice of pizza, of course. I just try to be mindful now that, okay, I can have this, or I can have an alternative that...
All right. And by the way, an animal that doesn't have to do anything won't do anything.
Yeah.
And that is what we're programmed. We're programmed to be lazy. We've got two biological check boxes we need to check every day. And I can tell you what those two are. And once we hit those two boxes, we're done. We ain't going nowhere. We've got the first box is let's stay alive, which would include looking for food, trying to just stay alive. And the second one is called sex. It's called making new babies.
Right.
So once those two biological boxes are checked, we're done. We're out. And if someone were to walk in here with a pizza right now, we're going to want the whole damn pizza. Not one piece. But guess what? That's how we're programmed.
Yeah.
But since we're smart, smarter than a bear, and we have thumbs and he does not, we can make better choices. Okay. So when I go through these action steps, when I name them, this is in order of importance, okay? So one is more important than the other, okay? And each one of these action steps that I'm going to tell you is a top all in itself. Like, I can go 30 to 45 minutes on each one, okay?
Yeah.
So when I do my corporate talk, it's at least 3 hours.
Gotcha.
Because I go through all this, and then I go through each one of them, okay?
Yeah.
So I can't go in depth into each one today, but maybe one day.
How about this? For everybody that wants to go in depth, where can we find you online? We'll revisit this at the end. Where can we get in touch with you?
So I have a website, Michelle with one L, cuffwellness.com. And I'm also on social media, Michelle Cuff Fitness.
Spell your last name for everybody.
C-U-F-F-E, like a cuff link.
Thank you for sharing, everyone. Okay. Be sure, if you're intrigued now, get ready for just a few more moments.
Okay. So number one is stress less, which that in itself is a broad statement, but stress starts the cascade of all of these problems, okay? Stress is a fight or flight response that we have only to fight off the bear, and then we're supposed to move on.
Sure.
So I'm going to give you a stat. The average American today sits in stress for 8 to 10 hours a day, every day, when we're only meant to be in it for seconds or minutes. Like I told you, 90% of every time you go to the doctor, it's traced back to stress. Stress wrecks your hormones. Stress wrecks your life. So you've got to get your stress in check. And of course, I can't go into all the things, but you know, we can do that maybe some other day. So
I'm going to have to ask you here, as someone who's frequently stressed with their workload, what is a quick tool or tactic that I can start implementing to
use my stress? So number two on my list is going to be what I want you to find 20 minutes a day. You're going to either meditate, pray, or do breath work. Okay, so you're setting aside a time for yourself. Now, I want to touch on what I say meditation is. So you can already tell Michelle cannot sit like this.
In the lotus position, brother.
But meditation, I do pray every morning. I spend some time in prayer. But But for me and for many people, meditation is anything that you lose track of time that brings you joy. It could be cycling. It could be running. It could be taking a walk in nature. Anything that you lose track of time, 20 minutes a day that brings you joy. You've got to do this. What's the best time to meditate? When do you want to feel the best? Morning, you know, maybe right before you come home to your family. Just pick a time, but set aside those 20 minutes, non-negotiable, every day. And the breath work is great, too. You can sit there and just focus on your breathing. You guys can Google all this stuff and find ways. There's so many experts on everywhere. Yeah, sure. Okay, number three is going to be, it's a big one, sleep. Mm-hmm. So we need, as humans, non-negotiable, 7 to 9 hours of sleep every single night. Okay, 65% of America did not get 8 hours of sleep last night. And this is a big problem. And we're not sleeping because we're stressed out. And with stress comes no sleep, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we've got to get the sleep in check because then sleep is so fascinating. Like, it's probably one of my favorite things to talk about. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much that goes on in sleep that people don't even understand. Your body is repairing. You need, there's a ring called the Oura Ring that you can buy. Mm-hmm. And it connects to your smartphone. It gives you a graph every single morning of how much you need. 20% of your night in deep sleep. This is resetting everything in your body. If you're not getting deep sleep, you have a 12% higher chance of dying from all-cause mortality. So sleep, literally, my mother used to say, I don't need to sleep. I'll sleep when I die.
A lot of people.
She's not here.
A lot of people use that.
She wore that as a badge of honor. Yeah. I don't need to sleep.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
We all do.
Yeah.
Okay. So sleep, you want to focus on sleep, okay? The next one is going to be, you might be surprised that it comes before anything food related. It's water.
Mm-hmm. Big one.
Okay, so what were we given on this planet to drink?
Yeah.
I find it interesting that our bodies are about 65% water, and so is the planet. So our creator set that up. Okay, there's meanings for this. Your body is mostly water. You have 40 trillion cells in your body, Vincent. You do and you do. That are screaming for water right now as we speak, and they cannot function properly if they're dehydrated, okay? So how much water? 100 ounces of water a day for everybody, and that would be 3 1-liter bottles, okay? Now, you can have the other stuff like coffee, alcohol, those kinds of things. Just don't count it towards your 100 ounces. Your machine is going to run so much better. Mm-hmm. You will, if you're dehydrated all the time, joint pain, you will be lethargic, you will be tired, you'll be puffy, swollen, your skin looks bad. People that walk around going, oh my God, my knee hurts or my elbows hurt, they're dehydrated, probably.
Well, the massive impact on your brain, too, and the fogginess.
Yes,
and clarity.
Fogginess, everything could be fixed with water. So I always tell, when I was personal trained, I would always start with the water thing first.
Yeah.
Like, let's try that and see how you feel. 30 days, they always told me, oh my God, I can't believe how much better I feel. So you want to drink water. Okay, I'm going to throw in next, because I'm talking about a liquid, way less alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we want to really work on that. Alcohol is a poison to humans.
Yeah.
There is no beneficial amounts of alcohol. Do I like red wine once in a while? Absolutely. So I'm not.
So that's a myth. We're myth busting. The red wine. Yeah. The red wine is not healthy. We're learning.
It's not healthy. No.
That's like over there. Overall, it's.
I mean, listen. There is no good amounts of alcohol.
Sure.
So
sure.
You know, the amount of risk of resveratrol that you get from red wine is not. That's not.
Good. Alcohol overweighs. Yes. You're saying the benefits.
Yes. Yes. But that's a very touchy subject for a lot of
people. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's it. The water thing. The next thing is what we're eating. So there's two categories that we were given: plants and animals. Okay. We were not given anything other than plants and animals. Mm-hmm. Now, people are always like, what is that? And I usually have a big chart, and I stand here, I do the fats, the carbs, mm-hmm. the proteins, mm-hmm. and I will list these foods.
Sure.
But I want you to think perimeter of the grocery store. I want you to think to yourself, is it out there? Because if it's not out there, I shouldn't be eating it. Okay?
All the processed stuff is what you're talking about.
Yes. And God put stops at all of our food. Okay?
Mm.
You can't eat too much steak. You can't eat too much protein. You'll get full, right?
Yeah.
If you eat too many fruits, you're going to be in the bathroom. There's everything has been set
up. But you can power down 2 bags of potato chips.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can throw a pizza down like there's no business. A calorie is not a calorie. Two donuts is not the same as a piece of steak and some eggs. Okay, so We've got to, sugar is the problem in this, in America right now. Mm-hmm. We've got to get back to the reset of what we were meant to eat.
Yeah.
Okay. And I had a client yesterday that I went to her house, cleaned out her pantry. Then we went grocery shopping and I redid her whole kitchen. Mm-hmm. And we spent like 3 hours together, but man, she was excited because it's like people just don't know.
Are there good amounts of sugar or is sugar like alcohol?
I mean, listen, sugar is something, sugar's in fruit. We need sugar to survive.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are only, well, liquid sugar is a little another conversation.
I mean, like good sugars.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the exact amount we need, but sugar is needed.
Yeah.
But obviously, we're getting way too much sugar.
Like, well, and most of our sugar is coming from refined sugar, yes, refined corn syrups, all of that stuff.
Yeah, like if you're stressed about, I don't want to eat too much fruit, okay, that's not your biggest problem, okay? That's not where people are getting frappuccinos that have 70 grams of sugar in one drink, okay?
Yeah.
So all of that stuff needs to be reevaluated. And food is medicine. Food, raw materials is what we make a human being with. What we put in here, okay? I can't stress that enough. Wonderful. All right, it's the food thing. Yeah. So after food would come, we're going to talk about moving. So as human animals, we spent our whole day moving this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 10,000 steps a day is what I recommend for everyone.
Okay.
The average American gets 3,000 steps a day.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 steps a day was called back in the day, get your butt up and go look for food. It was called foraging.
Right.
And that was when we were walking around looking for plants. Okay, we weren't being chased or anything, or chasing an animal. So 10,000 steps a day is going to fix a lot of things for you. I need you to move fast 2 times a week, which is called hunting for an animal, which is called HIIT training. High intensity interval training 2 times a week where you are way out of breath.
Yeah.
Okay. I need you to lift heavy things 3 times a week. That's called weight training. Okay. So a weight training session where you're building muscle. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a new term called muscle centric medicine, and the book is on the list that I'm going to give you.
Okay.
And it's a whole book that talks about how the amount of muscle mass you have on your body is directly related to how long you're going to live. And that makes sense, right? I mean, if you have muscle mass, if somebody walks in a room and they are physically fit, you know they're healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not hard to decipher, right?
Okay.
And so those are the three things in the exercise area that I need everybody to do. And then my last concept, I'm going to tell you that I want you to sweat. I would like you to sweat every day, but 3 to 5 times a week. And what do I mean by sweat? Okay, so Vincent, this is going to be a hard question for you. What happens when you get a fever? What's your body doing?
You sweat it out.
But what's it doing? It's trying to kill whatever's going on in your body, right? It's like a little army in there. It's going to get rid of whatever it is. So when you have a fever, you're about 101. What if we could raise our body temperature to 101 on our own to kill those weak cells before you get sick? Okay.
Never thought about it.
Yeah. So it's called sauna, hot tub, steam showers, or running outside in Florida at noon during the day. You want to sweat.
The first couple of
right. So when you do this, let's just single out the sauna because everybody loves to sit in the sauna. So when you sit in the sauna, you are killing the non-human invaders. You're killing off cancer cells.
Wow.
You're killing off these weak cells that are hanging around that are going to cause you a disease, okay? You're going to burn 200 calories. Your veins, your arteries are going to vasodilate, vasoconstrict. That's like yoga for your arteries, okay? And it's going to improve your mood. It's going to detox. There's so many things with a sauna that people don't realize. Largest sauna study in the world, I'll touch on this and then I'll move on. They followed men for like 20 years doing saunas. The ones that saunaed 7 times a week, 50% reduction in Alzheimer's.
Wow.
50% reduction in heart disease, 40% reduction in death from all causes, just from sitting in a sauna and sweating.
Big stuff.
So this is a big concept, okay? It's called hormesis. And then my last one is that big, beautiful ball in the sky, the sun. Sunshine. Okay.
I agree with that one.
Yes. Now, listen. What are they telling you? I just went to my dermatologist and we had an argument. Because he goes, now, don't ever go in the sun. And he should have never said that to me because then I went on my rant. Okay. So we need, as humans, at least 15 to 20 minutes a day of sun in our eyes and on our skin, showing as much skin as possible, Carlos, without getting arrested.
I could do that.
I want you to get vitamin D because vitamin D is life. It is a hormone. It's anti-inflammatory. It is the most potent immune booster known to man. And with vitamin D comes serotonin, which is your happy juice, which then translates into melatonin, which makes you sleep good. So how many times have you been to the beach all day and how good did you sleep that day?
Yeah, I like a light.
Yeah.
So the sun, don't be afraid to be in the sun. I'm not telling anybody to go burn their skin to, you know, if you have really light skin, you get more vitamin D. So light skin people get vitamin D way easier than you and I, right? Because sure. we're and probably been sick too.
It's always a mood improver for me, the sun. When I just
take a walk. Oh, are you kidding me?
Being in this building, like I get off the computer, I'll just take a walk around outside and I'm just, and today's not as hot, but you still feel the sun a little snug.
Right. How happy are you when you're out? Your body is screaming to be outside in the sun. It really is. Yeah. It's where we're the happiest. And so we need to get back to, so everything I just told you, most of it's free. And it's all the things that we were meant to do. So we've just got to get back to how God or nature intended it and live this life with all the benefits of everything that we have.
Yeah, when I'm taking away from this, so many of the people that I talk to struggle with, like, right, like, what's the thing I need to do to get in shape or to get healthy? Because there's so many programs and so many things. But when I'm hearing today, it's like, just get back to the basics.
Right. And all of these things are just as important as the other. Like, everybody just, January 1st, I just want to focus. I'm going to go to the gym. But they're not doing anything else. So you'll fail.
Yeah.
Right. It's a concept that it's like all of these things together.
Beautiful.
Well, I've learned that with the diet and the gym because I've always been into exercise. But when I slack on the diet, the gains aren't really, the, you know, it's right. not there.
Right. The protein. And one of my passions is I'm always in my kitchen coming up with new recipes, new healthy recipes, but that are good, you know, and cooking with the proper oils, avocado oil, coconut oil, and olive oil. That's the only thing we should be cooking with and grass-fed butter.
The canola oil.
All of those seed oils are causing massive damage to your DNA and RNA.
Well, and one of the things that I love about you, Michelle, like you walk the talk. And so for any listeners out there, like check out your social media.
Because
like, you're always putting recipes out there. You're always putting information. I love your passion.
And I am
for helping
the passion we all saw today. I need to revisit, though. We talked about where to find you in the halfway point.
Right.
Where can we find you online again? If you crushed it today, you gave us an amazing Gasparilla episode. I had my good friend Carlos here to help me take the lead. Everyone out there, if you missed Carlos's episodes, we got to show him some love today, too.
Oh, yes.
I'll put that in the show description. He'll be back on the show as well soon. Michelle, where can we find you online?
So on social media, Michelle Cuff Fitness and Michelle's 1L, C-U-F-F-E Fitness. And then I actually have a website that's michellecuffwellness.com.
Wonderful.
Where you can, if you wanted to hire me to speak or anything like that, you know.
You lost.
And but yes, and I love talking to you, both of you. So nice to meet Vincent. But Carlos does, it's the whole mental thing. And the mental and physical and spiritual to me are all three so important. And you know, listen, I lost both my parents. So my path, I don't want to see anybody die young.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could just get somebody listening today to live 1 week longer,
beautiful.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
You know, how about a year? How about 2 years? Because your family's counting on you. Yeah. Do you think they want to lose you?
Well, and you know, the thing that really puts, I've always tried to sort of stay fit and healthy, but you know, I had my first child at 45. And
so I'm
very invested right now in fitting as many years and living as many years as I can.
So
totally get that.
And I have one granddaughter and now I want to see all my great, and now I'm getting like, now I'm getting greedy. I'm like, well, I want to see my great grandchildren. I'm like, and I started really young, so I hopefully will get to do that, right? But you know, those are the things that are important to you as you get older.
Absolutely.
It's always your family.
Michelle, thank you so much for being
with
us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful information. Gave me a lot to sort of think about here on, you know, January of 2024.
Yes.
As we're all looking to sort of get ourselves healthier for the year.
Well, we can always do better, right?
I love it.
All the tips you gave, they're all tangible. We can go out there and really attack them right away.
Yes.
Bit by bit, everyone, don't overload yourself right away. If you're doing none of those things, take it piece by piece.
Right.
Reach out to a professional if you need her. She is here to help. Be sure to check out her social media. Carlos, where can we find you online?
Dr. Carlos A. Garcia on Instagram.
Dr. Carlos A. Garcia. It's run by an incredible social media handler that we know. Big shout out to Naya. She'll be on the show soon enough. We are at The Entrepreneur Show on all social media and YouTube is Vincent A. Lancey. Head there for the That Entrepreneur Show podcast channel, where this show is broadcast in video as well. For everyone celebrating Gasparilla, have a safe week and have some fun. Be sure to check out the rest of the incredible entrepreneurs here in the Florida community. They all have a lot of value to offer, and they may be the missing piece to your puzzle. With that, we are signing off here in the Loth Center. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. I had a great time.